KGGF and Bartlett Co-op, call me, Steve Brinker, at KGGF today, or visit the Interstate Farm and Home Show.com for more information. Call Steve Brinker at 918-440-5632.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And we are going to talk to Representative Jim Kelly, who is up in Topeka today. Sir, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm doing good, considering the weather outside. It is frightful.
Yeah, and not in a good way, like the song. Yeah, I know you're up there in Topeka, and we were looking at radar earlier, and it, like you said, it looks frightful up there. It looks like it is just ice-covered mess up there right now.
It really is, and, you know, it was probably showed it started about 3 o'clock this morning, and in that length of time, there has been, you know, it's been rain. I heard thunder, so kind of a thunder, icy rainstorm. No snow that I've seen yet, just everything is pretty ice-covered, and the temperature is below what I think it is back at home, and so it is going to stay there for a while. I think it will be mid-afternoon before it gets above freezing.
Man. Yeah, and we were talking off air. You have a meeting you have to go to here in a little bit, and you're not looking forward to it as of right now.
No, not looking forward to the trip. I think the meeting will be good.
Right. But, yeah, the trip, though. Yeah.
Yeah, the meeting is going to be at Washburn University, so that'll be a few miles from where I am right now, so it could be quite a trip to get there. The meeting itself is one that it's a voluntary meeting that you could sign up for this day, because this is the day the legislature's off, but and it would have been anyway, because they shut down all of the Capitol now because of the weather. But it's going to be on civil discourse, a kinder, gentler dealing with each other. And so I thought that would be an interesting training. I think there were probably time nearly 90 signed up for it, but the weather, I'm sure, will cut that tremendously, as some that were far away probably got out of town yesterday afternoon.
Right, because the legislature, does it meet on Fridays usually, or is Friday usually like a day off for the legislature?
It usually meets on Friday.
Okay.
This was a day that we were not, and it was set up so that this meeting could be held.
Okay.
And and it starts at 8:30, and it starts at 8, I guess, and then goes until noon. And so then that'll still be another 2 or 3 hours where, according to the forecast, it could still be little ice coming down.
Yeah, and it's I was looking at a radar earlier, and it's still coming down pretty good up there. And even further north of you guys, it's snow. So it's, like I said, probably, you know, around here, it's just been kind of raining all night. Nothing really icy that I have heard of. It's been pretty much wet down there or here. So I think we got off a little bit easy down here. But the legislative session, of course, started this past Monday. And has it been pretty busy so far, sir?
Well, it has been on and off. Monday, of course, the start day, not much happens. Tuesday, probably the things that have happened, there have been bills starting to be introduced over this week. Of course, we had the governor's State of the State on Wednesday, and then yesterday there were basically most of the committees started to meet then. I mean, some of them met early. The committee that I'm chairman of, we met on Wednesday. That would have been our first possible day to meet. We met on Wednesday, and then the tax committee has met every day so far except today. So it's beginning to ramp up. I mean, some of the things, you know what's coming, because in the governor's state of the state, she announced a $7.8 billion budget. She announced things that will kind of key with people, a refundable sales tax credit that will be discussed, a property tax rebate type program. It's a local ad valorem tax refund that goes back to the cities and counties in order to reduce property tax, and that was touted that it will reduce about $25 in property tax per house. So not big, but maybe something. I know that will have a lot of discussion. And then yesterday, later in the day, the constitutional amendment on abortion was introduced, and of course that was in response to the Kansas Supreme Court ruling that turned over that the Kansas Constitution provides a right to an abortion, and that took a lot of legislation and made some changes to it. So that constitutional amendment was introduced. I think it'll be debated in the Senate next week. I'm not sure when in the House, but it's one that would go to the ballot, and then the voters in Kansas would vote on it, and they are initially saying it'd be in the August primary. To get out of the House, it takes a two-thirds vote, 84 votes out of 125, and in the Senate, 27 out of 40. So it's that's the top bar as far as votes concerned to put something on a ballot for voter selection. So next week, I'm sure there will be much, much news around that. And the other thing there'll probably be a lot of news around is that the governor in her budget proposed that some of the money that will be used either to pay down some debt or to do some of the things that are proposed in her budget will come from reamortizing CAPERS, the employee pension plan that all of our state workers, teachers, police officers, and all are under. Reamortize it, spread out the payments longer to lower them and have more money, and the cost to do that over a 25-year period or an additional 10 years from what we've got now is about $4 billion. So that will be a pretty expensive venture to do. So I'm sure there'll be lots of discussion on that coming up quickly. So it's kind of laying the stage for, I think, some pretty active early issues, which will be unusual. Usually those come more towards the end, and there's a lot of little stuff. So you may have a lot of news to follow starting next week.
Yeah, and it's starting to ramp up. So, and going back to the constitutional amendment for the abortion thing, of course, that, like you said, that would go to the voters. We was reading a story earlier today that is there, you said, wanted to try to get on the August primary, but it sounds like there may be a few people that want to maybe vote like on a different day, on a lower date. That's kind of a lower turnout for voters. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because it seems like there was two dates that were kind of bandied about.
Well, there were two dates that are bandied about, and I mean there'd be two possibilities. One would be the primary election in August, and the other would be the general election in November. And so I would say that probably what you cited there is the big difference in the fact that the turnout in the primary is generally lower than in the general election. Now, the constitutional amendment would take a majority of voters to approve it. So, it would take, you'd have to get over the 50% mark to approve it. So primary election would have more than likely, although it could be, there's a lot of activity this year in the primaries, it sounds like, with all the candidates in some races. But the likelihood would be the voter turnout would be lower in August than it would be in November. So to hit 50%, it would take a lower number of voters.
So that
will be discussed, I would think, in probably a lot of at length as they're debating the bill. Like I said, the Senate is going to start the debate of the bill, I think, on Tuesday, and have several days scheduled for that. So I'm sure you'll hear a lot. And from what I understand, the bill may actually be voted on in the Senate committee that's hearing it. And if it would be passed out, then it would go to the Senate floor, and it could be as early as the following week. Unless it gets out real quick, they could do it at the end of next week. But I would think more likely, since this is a short week coming up with Martin Luther King holiday, that it might be the next week you'd see it hit the floor in the Senate for a vote.
So
a similar one has been introduced in the House, but I think that just happened yesterday. So don't know scheduling on it or anything.
So, yeah, it's good. That one's going to be a hotly debated issue, as it always is, it seems to be. And then has the bills, or has there been any legislation introduced for Medicaid expansion?
The Senate is going to be, they'll be the one that takes that up. It either just has been or will be. I mean, they will take it up. The House last year passed a Medicaid expansion bill. So the Senate is introducing one. It was just right before the session, the governor and Senator Jim Denning out of the Overland Park area had a compromise bill. Governor Kelly is a Democrat. Senator Denning is a Republican. Senator Denning has always opposed Medicaid expansion. They've evidently reached an agreement on a bill, and that will come up early too, I believe, once it's in and in a committee. The House passed one, like I said, last year. The Senate will take their action, and it's hard to know what there's several things they could do. They could go and put it in, to the House bill and have a conference committee. They could bring it to the Medicaid bill in the House passed last year. It's just sitting there. So we'll just have to see what happens. But I think that will be another very early action in the legislature this year. And that will be, of course, as all of us in Southeast Kansas who have watched it for a period of time know, that could be a highly charged debate and issues there too.
Absolutely. Well, sir, you be safe heading out to your meeting later on today, and we appreciate you what you're doing for Southeast Kansas, and we appreciate talking to you today.
Well, Kyle, I appreciate the chance to talk to you, and if you could just send some kind of really warm weather right now straight north, I'll be able to get home here this afternoon sometime.
Well, we'll try to get up there to you as quick as we can.
Okay.
All right. All right. You have a good day, sir. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was Representative Jim Kelly. He's up in Topeka, where the weather is, like he said, frightful today. But we appreciate talking to him once a month, and we will get back to him again next month. As he said, the legislative session is really ramping up right now, so it should be some big news next week. All right, coming up here at the top of the hour, we will have Fox News, and then we'll have some local news with Brandon Tadman. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
It's the new year, and what better way to start off right than by giving blood, the gift of life, the Red Cross.